From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a message in the series of studies in the life of Abraham. During this series, Dr. Cairns is seeking to draw important lessons from the life of this man who was called the friend of God. Today, Dr. Cairns returns to the second message in the series, messages which were preached during Sunday evening services some years ago. The Bible records the call of God to Abraham to leave his homeland and to go to a land that the Lord would show him. Not long into the journey, Abraham, under the influence of his father Terah, stopped in Haran, a move that almost cost him the blessing. Yet Terah died, and Abraham finally moved on. The spiritual application shows us that when God calls us, whether to salvation or to service, we must go all the way with Him. In other words, the old man must die in Haran. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message that's entitled, Ordered Out and Invited In. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith Checkbook, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional bears the title, Christ and His Children. The text is Isaiah 53 and verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Our Lord Jesus has not died in vain. His death was sacrificial. He died as our substitute, because death was the penalty of our sins. And because His substitution was accepted of God, He has saved those for whom He made His soul a sacrifice. By death He became like a corn of wheat, which bringeth forth much fruit. There must be a succession of children unto Jesus. He is the Father of the everlasting age. He shall say, Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. A man is honored in his sons, and Jesus hath his quiver full of these arrows of the mighty. A man is represented in his children, and so is the Christ in Christians. In his seed, a man's life seems to be prolonged and extended, and so is the life of Jesus continued in believers. Jesus lives, for He sees His seed. He fixes His eye on us. He delights in us. He recognizes us as the fruit of His soul's travail. Let us be glad that our Lord does not fail to enjoy the result of His dread sacrifice, and that He will never cease to feast His eyes upon the harvest of His death. Those eyes which once wept for us are now viewing us with pleasure. Yes, He looks upon those who are looking unto Him. Our eyes meet. What a joy is this!
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
tonight, and in your heart you've resolved, yes, I will be a Christian. Yes, I will hear the call of God, and I will obey that call. But good resolutions never got anybody to heaven. The old saying is so well known that the late communist leader of the USSR, Nikita Khrushchev, threw it in the face of an American president: the way to hell is paved with good intentions. There are people who have all the intention to be saved, and they make the resolution, I will come, but they stop short. There are many people who go even further, and they do so many things to clean up their lives, to look better, feel better, and do better. But they remain unsaved. We are told about King Herod in Mark 6, verse 20, that he feared John, knowing that he was a just man and unholy, and he observed him. The idea is he preserved him. He stood between John and those who wanted to kill him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. When he heard John preaching, here was a wicked, lecherous, old rascal of a king. And yet when he heard John preaching, he started to clean up his life. He did many things. Heard him gladly. But he did not do the thing that cried out to be done. And that was face the one great sin that stood between him and obeying the call of the gospel. So he did many things, but he perished. There are many people who are so moved that they appear to be right at the place of decision. They're almost persuaded. But they remain unsaved. Despite what many learned commentators say, I believe that King Agrippa, when he heard Paul, was mightily moved. I believe that he meant what he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter, bitter wheel. Almost, but lost. Indeed, many seem to accept the gospel invitation, but simply put off coming to Christ until another time, and they remain unsaved. I was reading of a preacher who was getting ready to preach. He went to bed the night before. He had a very vivid dream. He dreamt that he had died, and God let him look into hell. And he said, as I looked into hell in my dream, I heard Satan and his angels discuss how to damn the souls of men. One said he would go and be like a spirit of atheism. Well, you may do that, but that's not going to work for the vast majority. And others came up with scheme after scheme. Well, go do it, but we need something more. The preacher said, in my dream, I saw an evil spirit say, Master, I will go and tell them, hear this gospel. It's every whit true. Yes, you must be saved. And you should be saved. But there's no hurry. Time enough. Tomorrow. And then tomorrow. That tomorrow will never come. Satan said, go and do your work. He's been doing it ever since. You say, preacher, I believe the gospel. I believe the facts of this story. I believe the promises of grace. But some other time, not tonight. Do you remember the words of Felix? Faithful words and fatal words. When I have a convenient season. That convenient season will never come. It will never be more convenient than it is now. Because God says, now is the accepted time. The Holy Ghost says, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. It's very important that you understand that. Why? Because some people go a long way and yet they never enter into the land of salvation. Some people honestly start out for heaven, but they're held back by others and by their own incomplete surrender to Christ. We read in Genesis 12:1, the Lord had said unto Abram, and Stephen confirms that is the proper sense. It was while he was yet in the land of the Chaldees, the Lord had first spoken to Abram and said, get out of thy country. Abram listened. He was serious and he was sincere in setting out from Ur of the Chaldees on his way to Canaan. I don't think for one minute that Abraham ever intended to spend either 5 or 15 or 25 years in Haran. He had set out for Canaan. Canaan was in his sights. He was a pilgrim bound for the land that God had promised. But Terah came along to hinder. And he allowed him to hinder him. Because of his dependence on Terah, he did not make a full surrender to what he knew to be the will of God. The command of God, get out from your father's house and kindred, was just as urgent in Haran as it had been in Ur of the Chaldees. What on earth was Abraham doing for years in Haran, sitting in his father's house, short of the promised land? His surrender to God was no doubt honest, it was sincere, but it was certainly not complete. No doubt that Abraham was on his way to Canaan. No doubt that he was a child of God. He had honestly believed and obeyed the Lord. Hebrews 11 and verse 8 tells us when he heard, he obeyed. He obeyed the Lord in faith. But he was kept back from the full enjoyment of his calling. He lingered through incomplete surrender in a place of diminished blessing. Not only that, but he lingered in a place of fearful responsibility. Had Abraham said, I am not staying in Haran, what would Terah have done? Hadn't he followed him all the way from Ur of the Chaldees? Would he not have gone on into Canaan? By lingering at Haran, Abraham allowed his father to live and to die there. And that's a big price to pay for incomplete surrender. Let me ask you tonight, speaking now to those of you who have heard the call of the gospel, you've stepped out in obedient faith to follow Christ. Let me ask you, are you paying the price of incomplete surrender? Have you allowed someone to come between you and your Savior? Something to keep you back from fully following the Lord? It was said of Caleb and it was said of Joshua that they fully followed the Lord. That's the testimony every Christian ought to have. And when we set out to follow hard after Christ, it is the following of full surrender. Full surrender is not ever meant to be the prerogative of a spiritual elite. It is always meant to be the ongoing experience of every child of God. But yet so often it's not. Do you remember the words of Paul to the Galatians? Chapter 5, verse 7, "You did run well. Who did hinder you?" Is that a question God brings to you tonight? You set out well, honestly, sincerely, full-heartedly. I'm not calling into question the integrity and the honesty of your initial commitment to Christ. I thank God for it. But I have to ask you, does God come along to you tonight and say, "Man or woman, young person, you ran well. You started well. What's happened to you? Who hindered you? What has come between you and the Lord? What has halted your progress?" Are you a Christian tonight sitting in harem? Not enjoying the full blessing of your calling? Not in the place you know the Lord wants you to be? But you're sitting there, making no progress. Why? Why? Put your finger on it. Deal with it. Terah had to die in Haran. If I may spiritualize that, let me tell you, the old man always has to die in Haran before you can go on to Canaan. Before Christians go on and get through with God and enjoy the fullness of what Christ has purchased for them, the old man must die in Haran. The thing that's hindering must be dealt with, must come under the judgment of God. Some people, like Abraham, start out well and honestly, but then they stop short of the fullness of the blessing.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.